This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can I interest you in a hot Jameis for 2025? Can I get you there? That tone's starting to change his tune. I can already tell you're not excited by it.
Wait, what do you mean?
I have a look on your face. You're like, you know what, Ken? I've had 3 hours to think about it. I ain't excited.
I think it's pretty clear. Like, the people last night said, you got, like you alluded to this morning, first thing you said, oh, I really needed 150 radio guys to tell me that we got the full Jameis Winston experience. It was start number 85 last night. I don't think there's anybody that needs to question anymore what you're going to get out of Jameis, for good and for bad. And there was a lot of good. My God, there was so much good last night. It was incredible. The guy is showing you that this offense, even if it's one-dimensional, can work, can operate. They went up against a defense, and I know they have some injuries, everybody does. They went up against a defense last night that had been very, very good over this surge and this you know, what, last 8 weeks for the Denver Broncos? And they shredded them. They made them look so bad.
Yeah.
So that's some indications that, all right, you got elevated quarterback play now. The receivers have completely turned into something different. So much so that it's you're wondering if it's validating some of the moves made by the front office, which we were questioning before.
I think this opens up a conversation about Andrew Berry. I don't know if I'm going to have it today. We only got so much time left, but I think it opens up a conversation again. Guys, he's staying. I'm looking for anything positive with him. Because right now, I mean...
And you know about the leadership stuff, too. You know that he actually takes ownership over his mistakes. It's a breath of fresh air.
You talk about Jameis?
Jameis,
yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, Jameis.
You have somebody that can communicate to the fans that now at this stage, and I know he had problems in college and everything with behavior, but now someone you could actually put on a poster if you really wanted to and not
told
feel
you,
bad
man,
about
last
it.
Last Tuesday, we were at Rodney's turkey giveaway, and people were eating out of his hand.
It was amazing.
Unbelievable.
He was serving turkey out of his ham?
No, he wasn't serving
people
turkey.
People would
Shut
have
up.
Done it, and they would have poured gravy on it and still eaten it.
They would have eaten it.
It would have been weird.
Good to know.
He could have ran for mayor that day and might have won in Maple Heights. Everybody loved him. Everybody loved him. Kissing babies, taking pictures. I mean, he was, and seriously, his personality is infectious. You can see why it's like, yeah, you can get behind this guy. There's some leadership qualities here that not everybody has. That there is some, it's you can't, like, I know I've met some smooth talkers in my day. And it's just, that's natural. That's just, you're born with it or you're not. And he was born with it. And it's not even a smooth talk. Like, I believe it when he says it. I believe everything he says when he says it.
Yeah, I didn't
There's
realize
a likability that he has.
At first, I'm like, oh, is this just going to be an all-talk situation? And as he's been here week after week, like, you could see, and his teammates vouch for it, his coaches vouch for it, that it's 100% genuine.
Like, nope, they like him, and the more I get to know of him, I like him, and there's just a lot to like about Jameis Winston. It's just all there is to it, except for the turnovers. The turnovers are killers. And I think that some of this stuff, while this is entertaining right now and some of this stuff is fun, it won't be fun, and this is where I have to warn people, it ain't going to be fun in September. Like, this is where I have to, it's not changed my stance on, as of right now, you're drafting eighth. It has not changed my stance on what I'm doing in the draft. And I don't think it will. Because you got your good Jameis, bad Jameis, great Jameis, terrible Jameis. And you get them all in a game. So that's not going to change it. Because right now, like, hey, like, at least they had fun and all this stuff. Like, the fans, not the players. But at least the fans are having some fun. And that's all great. This ain't going to be fun in September if that type of thing happens. If they go out there and he throws for 455,000 yards, it seemed last night, and they lose that game, they ain't going to be fun. Especially if you ain't got a backup plan. Or your backup plan is the albatross, according to Troy Aikman.
Oh, is that what he said last night?
He called Deshaun Watson the albatross. That's what Troy Aikman said.
But he only said that once, right?
No, he actually said it twice. He went in on
it. It's actually a running theme of the entire broadcast.
Well, survey says.
Kevin Stefanski is an outstanding football coach, and he's proven that. Two-time coach of the year. What he did to that group last year to get them in the postseason, they started four quarterbacks. They were decimated with injuries, and I get it. You know, this year hasn't been what people thought coming in, but the albatross is Deshaun Watson. If you go to Jameis Winston earlier in the year, does this look different? Because I would say the defensive struggles, in at least a small part, have had to do with how inept the offense has been moving the football. I think it's affected the defensive play as well.
How many guys got up in their living room and went, how many guys texting their buddies?
But you made it sound
how many of you guys texted your buddies when he said both them things?
But you made it sound like that was all Troy Aikman was talking about. I mean, come on.
Back to it. It just can't help but wonder what this year might have looked like for Cleveland if Jameis had taken over from the start, or at least much sooner than when he did. I know Deshaun Watson goes down with a torn Achilles, but it had been a real struggle offensively watching him.
Audio courtesy ESPN, both clips. Yeah, that's what Troy Aikman made it out to be. So you can tell me what you want to about DTR. He's a fine young man. I'm not really enthralled by him. Whatever. We can have that conversation.
I just haven't seen enough.
I'm just drafting a guy because my backup plan, like, and I'm not making him a backup plan. I'm making him the heir apparent. But I can't just go into the season with Jameis Winston and my backup plan is the $230 million albatross, as Troy Aikman says. Because one thing for Kenny Carmen to say it on the radio in Cleveland, it's another thing for Troy Aikman to say it on a national broadcast and say it a couple of times.
By the way, you saw how matter-of-fact Troy was talking about that. And remember,
because Troy Aikman ain't putting him back out there.
But what you see, what you hear from the national broadcast at the end of a week, remember, they get so much more exposure to the actual team. They get so much more access. Troy Aikman doesn't just fly into town, do the game, and leave. There are guys that do that. They don't. They're in meetings. They talk to the coaches. They talk to the staff. They have that access. For him to just nonchalantly go on the broadcast and make that kind of a theme. Hey, look at before and after. And then him use the term albatross. Do you think he's just making that up, conjuring it up out of thin air? Do you think, Kenny, he just came into Denver and was like, I'm going to say this out of nowhere? Or do you think he is getting that vibe from more than just his own mind?
He knows a lot of people in the NFL. He's telling you what a lot of people in the NFL think of their quarterback situation. I can't accuse the Browns themselves.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost.
With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Delves is saying that in production meetings for crying out loud, but damn, he knows what a lot of people are saying.
So where
about.
Do you think he's getting the word albatross from?
I wouldn't be surprised.
From us? Because I say it a lot?
If him, well, just in him being able to talk to people around the Browns. You know, they do this. They do this when they do these
You're
games.
Not giving me an answer.
That I well, I don't think anybody's well, gonna come out and say it publicly.
You don't
but,
have to pinpoint it, but give me your top three.
Jerry Jeudy number one, Elijah Moore number two,
Whoa.
Kevin Stefanski number three.
Can I do a bonus?
Ken Dorsey number four.
No, wait a minute.
We're almost gonna fire Ken Dorsey 3 weeks ago.
All right. Who's calling him an albatross with the Browns? Who's
Where
most likely?
Where is he getting the albatross from?
Number three. Jerry Jeudy.
That low.
He threw his helmet.
Yes, he did.
Ah, because I got a different.
You remember
Lyman's going to get mad at me here in about two moves. Number two, Kevin Stefanski. He already knows where I'm going. Number one, Amari Cooper. Champions pose, everybody.
Amari Cooper, former Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman, former Dallas Cowboy.
Yep, there you go. It's a brotherhood, man.
Pepe Sylvia.
Does he have a rat?
There you go. There you be. So, yeah, getting back to the nature at hand here. There's no way you can go into the situation with him. You could try to make him your primary backup if you didn't like any of these quarterbacks coming out that much, but I happen to like one. But you know what? I can't make him fall to me. So if he doesn't fall to me, maybe I'd reevaluate the situation. Probably not, though. Probably not.
Well, you didn't move anywhere in the draft last night by losing.
It's still at number eight.
Yeah.
Short week at Pittsburgh.
They're on. They imagine they're on CBS then at Pittsburgh on Sunday. Let's see. I want to know what the other color analysts make it out to be. I want to know what I don't know what the broadcast team is for that one. It might be Spiro Dinas and Adam Archuleta.
They are on CBS.
So, you got Kansas City at home. Usually the away team being an AFC team, there's going to be probably a lot of CBS.
Does an Eagle have any other kids?
He has no Eagle, and then he has I don't know of any other Eagles that he has. But yeah, you're going to find some definite. If this becomes a thing, guys are around the league, and then we can only dance around the issue so much. Okay, guys are telling him that in the building. Troutman didn't just make it up out of thin air. I mean, maybe he did. I just don't think he would. 216-474-0092. Let me get the Fred on the road. He's next up on the fan. Hello. Fred.
Yo. Yo.
All right, we got you, Fred.
State of emergency in Freddie's car.
Oh, my goodness. Fred, put on your seatbelt for the love of God.
Every time. Last time it was the gas station.
See, I don't know about the gas station. Go ahead, Fred.
No, I was on the phone call with you guys, and I had to get off.
I'll be dipped. Go ahead, Fred.
All right. Hey, real quick, three things. I say we keep Deshaun Watson. I mean, not Watson. We keep Winston. And we just see what we got, man, and then try to move pieces around that need to be replaced. I don't care if it's the front office, players, or whatnot. We get rid of them. The guy comes with energy and a different type of mindset, and I think that no matter what, we know it's Jameis Winston, right? But these younger guys, they want to play with that type of energy, right? You can see the difference compared to when Watson was out there. And I just want somebody to go back and look and see what's the most points that we put up with Watson out there. Because it seemed like with backups, we put up a lot of points. So I'm wondering, it looked like there was a disconnect probably in the beginning with Watson. Like, they were seeing him practice, and I don't think they was too thrilled about this season. I don't think nobody was. And I just think that it was a higher-up move. Like, we got to get this – we got to play him, but yeah, we really don't want to play him. And
I think everybody knew that going in. This last season they got to play him, but they don't really know if they're going to play him. They don't want to play him, you mean? Is that what you're saying?
This year, from practice going into this season, I believe, and going to that TV show, I think they need to show it. They need to show if it was some kind of disconnect, because I, again, believe that somewhere in there, they knew what they was getting. Deshaun was coming out, and he was going to be slinging that ball in the dirt. They knew his energy wasn't there. They knew he ain't had that bravado about himself. And they was just like, ah, here we go. We coming off of a high win from last year with a backup, and we got 230-something M's that can't even hit a target if he wanted to. So they wasn't too thrilled about it. Granted, we get injuries and all of that started piling up. But look at – you can tell, because look at the energy that one person came in with. Look at when Flacco came in. Look at the energy. Look at when Jameis come in. Look at the energy.
Has it ever been this stark? And I know we don't pay attention to other teams like we do the Browns, Fred. And I thank you very much for the call, because I think you hit on a great point. And thank you very much for making it. Have we ever seen this stark of a contrast between the energy and a backup and the other ones across the league? Tyrod Taylor to Baker Mayfield did not have that type of change in energy. They liked Tyrod Taylor. Baker was just going to be the starting quarterback eventually, and then he took off, and he's the better quarterback. But they didn't have that type of energy here. This seems to be just like they release their collar, and all that steam comes out from underneath, and they can play again. By the way, who's going to be on the call?
Yeah, you said you wanted to see what the other guys are saying about him.
Yeah.
It's Jim Nantz and Tony Romo this week.
It's Sunday.
Yes. I am on CBS Sports PR right now.
1 o'clock?
Yeah, 23 hours ago. 1 o'clock.
So they must not have the doubleheader.
No.
Oh.
Their 4:05 game is Seattle at Arizona. Well, and Ian and Charles Davis are on that one.
Now, I know that I do believe that Tony Romo believes that the Browns and Bengals play in the same stadium. But Jim Nantz has a home here, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So, well, you know, he gets the truth. It'll be a fun Sunday. Kickoff, 1 o'clock. You got to be here for it. Because there's other things, not just the game.
It's the game within the game.
Speaking of the game next Sunday, the time for getting mad if things were to go poorly is next Monday.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.